Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
There was a period where I was moving quite fast and bit off more than I could chew and lost a little over seven figures in a transaction.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Joshua Hunt. Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
Doing well, and thank you for joining us. Joshua is joining us from Denver, Colorado, where he is the founder, managing broker, and CEO of Trelora, which is a fascinating company that got off the ground in 2011/2012. Basically, and I'll let him describe it in more detail, but basically it is a way to save on broker commissions while getting the same service that you would if you were working with, you know, the traditional method. He started in real estate in 1997 at RE/MAX, where he was recognized as Rookie of the Year, and he joined Keller Williams 10 years later, becoming a top producing agent, and then, you know, before taking on role as the managing broker. So with that being said, Joshua, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. I jumped into real estate when I was 20 years old and found truly instant success. You know, I dropped out of high school and didn't really have much of a path in front of me. And when I landed in real estate and started selling houses, it was fun. It was people. It was energetic. And as the years progressed, I continued to sell more and more houses and came to a point where I got bored and looked at the investing side of real estate. And so went through a pretty big investment round and had quite a bit of success and some pretty significant failures. And just continued to fall in love with this industry as I am today and hope to continue to disrupt and do some pretty exciting things in the industry.
So can you talk a little bit about the company you're at now too?
Sure. You know, as a top producing agent, I made millions of dollars and then became a franchise owner and recruiter. And it was through that process that I really realized that the business model of real estate sales was pretty damaged. And so with a lot of research into other industries, looking at how real estate functions and how the commission structure works, how the employment versus independent contractor all fell together. And we started our company. All of our agents are employees. They work, consistent schedules. We don't charge commissions to our customers. We charge flat service fees. And that is whether you buy or sell. And what makes probably most unique or most disruptive, what has got us the most news, is that we don't pay 3% or 2.5% commissions to buyer's agents with other brokerages. We allow our seller to choose what they want to offer. And most of our sellers choose a flat fee of $3,000. So Trelora sell any price point home in the Denver area for $5,100 in total commissions. Clear up, our highest sale at this point is $1.8 million. And so we saved that seller just a little over 60 grand in commission.
And what type of feedback? I imagine, with that flat fee, there's been some pushback from the people in your industry.
Yeah, they don't send me Christmas cards, that's for sure. It is not, it's change. A lot of agents feel like we're telling them they're not worth anything or that we're disrespecting them. But really, at the end of the day, when you sell or buy a house, the purchase price is negotiable. Concessions are negotiable. Inclusions and exclusions are negotiable. And we believe that the commission should also be negotiable. And so since it's currently in the seller's hands to decide what buyer agent should make, we let them choose. And many of them choose $3,000. I will say that our long-term goal and the push that we strive for every day is that ultimately sellers will no longer offer buyer agents commissions, that it will be that'll be a fee that the buyer negotiates with his or her agent.
You mentioned you had success and failure in investing. Let's talk about some of the success, and then we'll get to the failure in a little bit too. What did you find most success investing in?
Residential. I got into the flipping quite a bit, and then I was a landlord for quite a while, and both of those served me very well. For quite a while, and just, buying older houses or houses that needed the pops or, a story and a half put in and fix them up and turn around and sell them, or becoming a landlord. And really my target market was tenants that weren't likely desirable tenants to most. So I went to the lower end, credit scores and people that had just come out of hardships. And those were typically my tenants.
And what about the failures?
All around the flipping, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. And I think there was a period where I was moving quite fast and I got super comfortable and quite confident and bit off more than I could chew, made some assumptions I shouldn't have, and lost a little over seven figures in a transaction.
When we do the lightning round, I'd love to learn a little bit more about the lesson and you learned from that transaction and what you would share with the best ever listeners. But we'll save that for later. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
I think it's that. I think it's two. One is the fox who chases two rabbits goes home hungry, and pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I think it's super crucial, and I tell this to investors all the time. Decide what you want to invest in, and you can't just say real estate. Do you want to be a landlord? Do you want to flip properties? If you decide you want to flip, what type of flipper are you? Are you a foundational scrape, keep one wall and flip? Or are you a carpet and paint flipper? Are you a certain community? You need to know the areas and the stats. You need to know what it costs to build things and construct things. And the wider you go, it makes it much harder to go deep. And really to be successful, I think in anything in life, but real estate as well, you have to be able to go deep. And so you got to choose one area
and focus on it and don't try and chase all the investment opportunities out there.
Is it possible to go wide, but then surround yourself with team members who go very deep in certain areas?
You know, I believe that you can surround yourself with talented people, more talented than you. That said, you know, you've got to make sure you understand how to lead people. So that would tell me that you're choosing not to go into investing. You're choosing to go into people development and leadership.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
Best ever book you've read?
The Alchemist.
Why is that the best ever book?
You know, it's a fable, and it tells a story of a boy who is facing his personal legend or life goal, and it talks about the hard times and the easy times and how to just really recognize what's going on around you. It's a book that I read every year, and I suggest that, you know, you pick it up and read it consistently.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learn from it.
I think it's Trelora. You know, the company that I'm in now, you read quotes, you read stories about people trying to do things and how hard it gets. And when you fail, you get back up. I have failed and fallen more times doing what I'm doing right now. And the education is literally every day I walk in these doors and I know something new is coming, whether it be a challenge from the industry, a challenge in our technology. And so I think this is it. I'm in it. What I learned from it is I must persist without exception. And really, the only thing that matters is right now. Everything passes. So when we're in the news and the media, it's exciting. And when the world's falling apart, technology's crashing, it all passes. And the next thing's coming. And you just got to stay present in the moment and really stay focused on what's important in that very moment.
Best ever success habit you practice?
I read nonstop.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading 21 Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. I'm reading Happiness Delivers by the Zappos founder, Tony. And I'm reading, I just finished The Alchemist actually again not too long ago, and have obviously news articles. I keep up with the industry and everything that's going on.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best ever deal. I bought a house here in Denver. I owned it for 11 days. I didn't lay a finger on it, and I made over six figures.
How'd you find that deal and how did it become so profitable?
It actually found me. I was in the neighborhood. I was doing a lot of flips and doing pop tops. And I was focused in one very tight neighborhood. And a lady up the street came to me and said, "My son's going to sell his house. Will you buy it from him?" And I bought it and turned around and flipped it.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Trelora. Yeah, this is, I love this company and the people in it. And it's all consuming.
Best ever way you like to give back?
Probably random acts of sneaky kindness. So I like to surprise people with things and then not have them know who did it.
What's an example?
Making somebody's mortgage payment, helping somebody out by sending them something that they've stated they needed, maybe a computer, sneaking up behind somebody in line and when they have a huge ticket or something they want to pay for, a cart full of groceries, just to swipe my card and walk away.
Best ever quote?
Best ever quote. If you're not happy where you're at, you won't be happy when you get there.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
You know, I think as much as I hate to admit it, I would say greed. I think I had this belief that I had the Midas touch and everything I would touch would turn to gold. And if you were successful in one area, doesn't mean you'll be successful in the next. You know, very much like sports, just because you won last week's game doesn't mean you'll win next week's game. And I think I got pretty confident there because I had a pretty long stint of winning. I let my ego and my greed get in front of the reality of the situation.
Can you elaborate on what example you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think you get confidence when you do something, and in doing so, you just feel like the next one's going to go exactly the same way. So I made some big decisions on a specific property. And knew that I would get approvals in certain departments and areas, and I did not end up getting those approvals, and had myself halfway through a project that wasn't allowed to happen.
And going back to the original seven-figure loss on the property, can you you know, talk about the lesson that you learned there and how, you know, the best ever listeners can apply that?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what I've said through this is, you know, I flipped houses and little duplexes, and I jumped in and bought a building, an apartment sized building, and moved as fast, as quickly, and tried to do a lot of the things you do with the house. And anybody out there who has flipped an apartment versus a house knows they could comfortably laugh. They're chuckling right now. It's two totally different things. And in the midst of that, I took a horse hoof right to the face, and it leveled me.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
I'm always here at the office, 303-886-3000, or you can email me. My email's joshua@treylora.com.
Joshua, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and talking through. I mean, you're going at the industry head on. And as you mentioned, I mean, you've got challenges coming from not only what the traditional startup has, which is technology challenges, but then also, you know, industry challenges as well, as you're, you know, working to kind of, you know, change the shift of how things are structured. So it's interesting to hear your mindset with, you know, one of your quotes was, if you're not happy where you're at now, then you won't be happy when you get there. And that also ties into the learning that you mentioned too, where, you know, it's just you've got to persist, and the only thing that matters is right now. And I think that's an incredible lesson to be learned. And, you know, also going into the specific things where, you know, you had a lot of success and you had some things where that didn't work out, and what you learned from that. So thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice. And when the holiday season comes around, everybody send Joshua a Christmas card or Thanksgiving card or a holiday card, because he apparently is not getting too many of them from the industry. And I think, you know, the best ever listeners would love to send you that. So thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.